Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us, we have an agent with the NDSU Extension Stutzman County, Alicia Harstead, joining us. And Alicia, welcome back to our show.
Hello.
Yes, thank you, Alicia, for taking time out of your day and joining us on Let's Talk. Very busy time for NDSU Extension.
Yes, yeah, we have lots of meetings going
There's
on.
There's a lot of things going on and a lot of different events going on as well. And Alicia's here today to talk to us about some of these events. The first one coming up that we want to talk about is the agronomy update on March 8th.
Yes, and we are going to have this at the Extension office here in Jamestown. Okay. So it's going to be Thursday, March 8th, so that's next week. And Greg Endres, He is that agronomist from the Carrington Research Extension Center. He's going to talk about the dicamba tolerance study that they have done. Jory Hansen, from the Carrington Research Extension Center, he is going to be talking about the cost of crop production. So he works with the Farm Business Management Program up there.
Okay.
Andrew Friskrop, who is the NDSU Extension Plant Pathology Specialist, is going to talk about Goss's wilt and other corn diseases. And then I'm going to be talking about lessons learned from a Nebraska bus trip that we were able to, or Extension was able to take down in August, down to Nebraska, to learn about weed resistance and how they're handling it down in Nebraska.
Awesome.
Nebraska does have Palmer amaranth, and we do not. It's the one weed that we want to make sure that we are
ready for.
Yeah, that we're ready for. That we can identify it so we can get early detection to make sure that we can catch it early before it really starts to spread. It's been, if we think we have bad weed resistance up here, it made our weed resistance look easy compared to what they're dealing with down in Nebraska.
Okay.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about that experience and then also soybean aphid resistance.
Awesome. So it sounds like there's just a list of topics and perfect timing for it too, heading into the spring, right?
Yep. Yeah. So, and it's going to be at the Extension office. Registration and coffee is going to start at 8:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And we'll run the meeting from 9 a.m. to 12:30. And we will be having lunch afterwards, thanks to the North Dakota Soybean Council. So
awesome.
We were able to get it. They were willing to be a sponsor for this meeting. So we will be having lunch afterwards as well.
Excellent. Alicia, is this kind of a focus for, obviously, Stutzman County Extension doing this, but is this a focus for our area, or can anybody who's able to attend?
Yeah, anybody that wants to attend and learn about, we kind of end up focusing, I guess, a little bit more on the corn and soybean
for sure,
side of things. But anyone that's interested in any of these topics that was more than willing to come, or they are invited.
So. Excellent. And it is free for anybody to participate?
Yep, it is free thanks to the North Dakota Soybean Council.
Awesome.
Able to get that
so lunch and it's free. Those are two perfect things. Alicia Harstead again with the NDSU Extension of Stutzman County, joining us talking about the agronomy update coming on March 8th. You have a deadline for people to register for that at all?
No, they can come that day. So
come that day too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. We also, Alicia, want to make mention of the Spring Fever Garden Forums. It looks like there are a couple Monday nights coming up in March and in April too.
Yes. So there are four different nights, and so people can come to all four nights or just pick the ones that they want to choose. They start at 6:30 to 8:30, and there's two ways people can participate in the Spring Fever Garden Forums. So they can register to get a link to watch their live webinar so that you will be able to interact and ask the presenters questions.
Okay.
But they can log in at their home computer. Otherwise, we will be broadcasting them also at the Extension office.
Oh, awesome.
So if they want to come and, you know, meet and other gardeners, they're more than welcome to do that.
Okay.
And so 6:30 to 8:30, and they're March 19th. That day we're going to focus on fruits and vegetables. March 26th is going to be gardens. So some topics that are going to be that is what's new in display gardens, horticulture as therapy, growing ornamental grasses. And then April 2nd is trees. And then April 9th is going to be focusing on some special topics.
Okay.
That's going to be invasive insects to watch for, preventing diseases in your yard, and research on high-value crops. And
okay.
So they're sectioned off in topics. So if you're not interested in all of them, you can just, you know, pick and choose which
pick
one
and choose.
That interests you.
Okay. That's amazing. Talking about this stuff always gets me really excited for spring, but it's good to be prepared and use this information, like you said, for gardeners or for, you know, anybody who's interested with the trees and everything like that. So how about these Alicia, are these free and open for people too?
Yes, they are free.
Okay.
And actually, I forgot to mention too, those that come to the Extension office, we will be having some free giveaways. For instance, last year we gave away some seed packets and some bulbs. So I'm not exactly sure what the giveaways are going to be yet this year, but okay, we will be having those as well.
Excellent.
So that's kind of an advantage, I guess, for coming to the Extension office.
Right.
But if they do want to get pre-registered to get the online version for their home computer, the website for that is www.ag.ndsu.edu/springfever, or you can always Google NDSU spring fever, and that website will come up too as well.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, that's.
And of course, they can stop by the Extension office.
Oh, yeah.
You guys will help them.
Yeah, and of course, if anyone's got questions, they can always call.
Sure.
Our phone number is 252-9030. And also, information on these will also be on our Facebook page as well, too.
Right. Lots of information when Alicia's on. But again, it's all available. All you have to do is stop by their Extension office or go online, give them a call. You guys are usually very available for that. Alicia, anything else about Spring Fever Garden Forums or about the agronomy update coming up?
I think that's it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.